drawing room over here.
Oh, hey, come on in. 2 years ago, a young Frenchman, Edouard Louis, had his autobiographical novel published. It was called The End of Eddie, and it tells the story of a poor boy growing up gay in rural France in the 1990s. Set in a village, the story reflected on many themes: sexuality, class, and power. The book became an international bestseller and has since been adapted for the stage. The theatrical version is in Melbourne for the International Arts Festival, and its director, Stuart Lang, joins me now. Stuart, welcome to the drawing room.
Hi, Patricia.
So for those who might not have read the book, can you just give us a sense of this man, Edouard Louis? What's this story about?
It's about Eddie growing up and realising that he's gay in a community that where all his friends and family value ultra-masculinity. There are issues of race that he comes across, misogyny, homophobia, and the political context of the book is that all his friends and family vote for the Front National, which is the most right-wing party in France. And I think that what Edouard is doing is looking at how poverty affects the people in his village and how it makes them unable to deal with people who are different in their community.
What were the parts of this story and the themes that resonated for you?
Well, I grew up in a working class community in Scotland. I'm a gay man, and I really identified with the fact that Edouard grew up in a situation where he knew he was gay for a long time, but couldn't talk about it to anybody. And that's something that I recognise from my own teenage years in Scotland. So really that was the hook that got me into the book.
What was it about The End of Eddie that drew you in, though, as a stage director too? What made you think this could actually work on the stage?
I think there's something really interesting in the fact that Edouard's way out of the village that he lived in was going to drama school. So when Edouard started to write the book, he thought he was going to be an actor. And I think that this theme of theatre runs right the way through the book. When he's very young, he tries on his sister's clothes and he does these little performances in his sister's bedroom for a single audience who is Eddie himself.
His mirror.
The way he escapes from his hometown is he does a performance in the school play and everybody thinks that his performance in the school play is so fantastic that the head teacher suggests that he should audition for drama school. And I think that as well as the politics, I mean, theatre's a great place to explore politics. It's a public forum. And I think that it's a great place to explore big issues. And I think that's definitely what Edouard's looking at. But theatre just seemed to be in the book. It felt that I didn't have to put theatre into the book. I just had to let the theatre that was in the book come out.
You've got two actors playing Eddie. I'm curious about why you made that decision. Why are there two actors playing Eddie?
Pamela Carter, who did the adaptation of the book, Pamela has Chinese heritage. And I think that we wanted to do our production of the play in a way that it wasn't just relevant to young gay men. We wanted to open it out to as wide an audience as possible. And one of the things we thought very, very early on was that if we had one white actor and one actor of colour play Eddie, it just opened the story up to a wider audience. And also we were working with the Unicorn Theatre in London, which is a theatre that specialises in making work for kids. It's in the centre of London, so it's serving central London schools. And central London schools are very, very diverse. And we wanted to make a show that was inviting, that would have some resonance to as many of the kids that were coming to see it as possible. So Pamela did an adaptation, and on the first page of her adaptation, it says there are two actors. One of them is white and one of them's an actor of colour. And this is the second time we've done the play, and both times we've done it with a white actor.
I'm fascinated by what that means for exploring the sort of manifestations of the life of this character, because obviously just like, you know, living a life as a gay man, being a person of colour is a different experience to being a white person. So how does that get explored on stage?
I don't think we necessarily explore it on stage, which is interesting. I mean, it's two young men tell us this story. You know, neither of them are French. One of them is gay. One of them isn't. It's to open it out. But I think that young black men in particular, I don't know if it's the same in Australia, but in London, in the UK, they certainly suffer from homophobia in their home environments. And I think that that is an interesting analogy for the play.
If you're just tuning in, this is RN and you're in the drawing room. Stuart Lang is my guest. He's the director of The End of Eddie. It's a play based on the book of the same name. What other characters do we see on stage? Is it mainly all sort of focused on Eddie?
No, we try and see like as wide a range of people from his community as possible. So his mum is very much part of the play. His dad's a part of the play. He has a little brother. He has an older brother and other people in his story. But it's the two actors who play all the characters in the book. And we work with television monitors as well. So sometimes the actors play the other parts in the book live, and sometimes they play them on television monitors. So it gives us the opportunity that in a play that just has two live actors, we can do a scene that has six different characters, six different people in the village on stage at one time.
And tell me about the casting process.
The casting process is finding young, charismatic actors who have some empathy with working class background. I mean, again, I don't know what the situation is in Australia, but a lot of actors, a lot of theatre in the UK is a very middle class. It's a very middle class.
I think that might be a universal thing.
So certainly, you know, we were looking for actors with working class backgrounds, and who were charismatic and who were good storytellers. I mean, the thing that I really love about the book is that even although he's telling a really grim story, Edouard's a very funny storyteller. The book is hard-hitting, but it's also funny and entertaining. So we were looking for actors who were good storytellers, who were entertaining.
I'm really interested in what you said about trying to get actors from working class backgrounds. Why was that important?
Because the play explores working class values. It explores the difficulty of being locked into a working class environment and how you get out of that. And I think that because Edouard found his way out through drama, it was worth going out of our way to find actors.
Yeah, but it's just an interesting idea about identity, because there is obviously, you know, people think, you know, actors can be anyone because they're acting, right?
Yeah, I empathise with that. I do think that actors can play anybody. But I think that there are certain situations where if you can find a working class actor who can play a working class part, then why not start there first? Actually, first time round, we had one very working class actor and one very middle class actor. And that was quite interesting because Edward's story is one of reinvention, that he started life as a working class rural boy, but lives his life now as a Parisian intellectual. And I think that the idea of having one actor on stage that is one and another actor on stage who is the other gives a sort of sense of transition. And
I think just that's love that you mentioned that, because that's what, I mean, I find this so fascinating, right? The idea of class as an identity, because class is one of those identities that shifts and can shift. For some people it doesn't, it's very intergenerational, but it can shift. There is mobility in class. I mean, I was raised just like you. I'm incredibly working class, you know.
Yeah.
And I'm not working class anymore. I'm a broadcaster.
I definitely identify as having working class heritage, but I definitely live my life now as a middle class man. You know, I flew to Australia. I work in the theatre. I mean, even one of the things like accent, you know, the accent I grew up with in Scotland, when I moved to London, nobody understood what I was saying. And it is a conscious effort to modulate the way you speak that is to do with being understood so that you can function in that new context. And I think there's definitely something of that in Edward's book.
And that's the thing about the exploration of issues around class. I feel like class is one of the very undertold stories in the kind of contemporary scene. Do you feel the same?
I do. And I think that's another reason, just in terms of casting. Mm. You know, if you have this rare opportunity to put working class people on stage, it's nice to give working class actors the chance.
Stuart, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.
Stuart Lang is the director of The End of Eddie. It's a play based on the book of the same name, and it's on at the Melbourne International Arts Festival from this Wednesday.